Jenna Kramer. I got the boy.
Hang on. Before anything starts, I need everyone to know that Brandon and Leslie are in here, and they are married. And as this song is playing, they are sitting here making goo-goo eyes to each other. Like, this is their song of a lifetime, and y'all are, like, blowing kisses back and forth.
Oh, stop. That's
Leslie's
not true.
Smiling. You haven't quit smiling since you've come in today.
It's been a good week.
I guess so.
It's probably the greatest week of my life.
Wow. What about your
marrying
wife?
Me, maybe?
Maybe your kid?
Right.
Okay, it's up there.
Okay. Let's just say top five.
Top three?
Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll do a little bit of backstory setting. And I do want to say my social media has been fired the last couple days. People are responding because you followed the journey. 6 years of me talking about Jenna Kramer.
Yes.
And playing the music. And tweeting and Instagramming and Facebooking and all the different stuff that I've done. And we finally had the chance to go. Had the chance to go meet Jenna Kramer and her husband, Mike Cawson. And we talked about it last week, and I was a little bit nervous about it. I was nervous on the way there. On the way to pull up to the building, we're almost at the City Winery in Nashville. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Can I talk about the video that your wife sent me before y'all went in?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So we're sending stuff back and forth to each other because I'm dying. I'm like, what is happening? When is it about to happen? So she sends me a video.
Like Kelly basically wants a live stream.
She basically gave me one. And it's basically a video of you driving, looking around, and she was like, we're 100 feet from Jenna Kramer. How do you feel? And Brandon looks at the phone. He's like, I think I'm going to pass out.
Because I got nervous about halfway to Nashville. Because like everything else, I'm running late, and we left 2 hours after I wanted to leave. Because I wanted to get there early, get the hotel. We didn't have time for that. We went straight to the venue. We pull up and walk into the venue at 5:58, 2 minutes before we were supposed to be there.
Doors opened at 6.
Yeah. Sounds like Brandon.
And they were like, hey, get there. Doors up. We're going to give you all the information. But we got there. And I start to get a little bit nervous. And I put in a piece of gum. And then...
Because you thought that would help you not clear your throat a million times?
I thought so, but it made it worse. Because then it started tickling my throat. And I'm going...
And was he chewing like a crazy person? Like
smacking.
Yes. No, I was not.
And he never does
that. That's not true.
You don't smack.
If anything, he gets onto me. Doing that.
Yeah.
I wasn't smacking.
And he was pale.
I was not pale.
So pale.
I had on so much bronzer and makeup,
Did
you would
eat?
Not believe it.
Had you eaten?
I forgot to eat.
No. Oh. We were running late. We barely made it.
I didn't really think about food. Oh. Plus, I wanted to look skinny.
That's the truth.
100%.
I'm not eating today.
Of all times I wanted to look my best, this is my moment. This is my chance.
Your chance at what?
That's what I was wondering.
What do you mean?
Your chance.
Like what? Yeah.
Did you think she was going to leave her husband and be like, oh.
Well, that thought did cross my mind at one point.
Okay. Did it.
It would have been a little complicated.
Right. Since he's what? 6'5".
Five.
And he can run after me, too. He'd catch me.
I would say that.
So, again, Jenna Kramer, celebrity crush. Nervous. We end up in the deal where we're going backstage. We're talking to a member of her band. We're talking to her manager. And we're within how many feet?
10.
Like, you can hear them talking. You can't see them because of the way they have it kind of blocked off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's right there. Oh my gosh, she sounds just like she does on her podcast and interviews and her music. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then she tells me I've turned white.
And that makes you even worse.
Because I want to be so cool. In my mind, I want to be Dwayne Johnson walking back there. I want to rock it.
Yes, of course.
Instead of Brandon Baxter it and walk in like, hey.
Do you remember all the mess you gave me about Brett Eldridge? This doesn't even compare.
This doesn't do that to her.
This doesn't even compare.
Mm-mm.
This is nothing compared to you.
I think I played it cool, though. Mm. I think so.
Let's see.
Now it's Leslie's time. Did he play it cool?
Bless his heart. He really did try. I give him that.
Bless his heart, which means I'm pitiful. He's pathetic.
So when she saw us, she knew us immediately, though. But her first word was what?
I love you.
It was. It was not.
Brandon, you're here.
Her first word was, Leslie.
Oh, bonus points.
No, not bonus points.
And she comes to me, and she bear hugs me, and Brandon and looks
she
at Brandon.
She knows what's up. She knows
and
what's
said,
up.
Oh, I'll get you in a minute.
Oh, see, I forgot about that part, and that part does not add to the story.
Yes.
Oh, does that hurt your feelings?
No, it does.
So then Brandon
it
goes
does
to Mike,
look at him.
And they're just like boy bonding. Jana and I are girl bonding. I mean.
And you were telling me you were going to try to take him out.
That is not true. I will tell you this, and they're probably going to hear this, because all the stuff we've heard, I'm like, am I going to like Mike? Right? Mm-hmm. Within seconds, he is charming. He is funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was super nice. I'm like, I like this dude. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about just whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
you
I like
him. Didn't try to talk like football with him or anything, did you?
Basketball.
No, I didn't. I didn't talk about his sport. I did talk
did
about.
Did you try to talk about wrestling with him?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so.
No.
She brought up wrestling. Jana did.
She did. I didn't hear that part.
So finally, I got the hug, right? And I will complain that Leslie got a longer hug than I did.
And it was like a bear hug. It wasn't like a side hug. It was like, we've known each other for 10 years and we haven't seen each other in 5.
Aww.
Like, she was amazing. I love her.
I actually just got a text from Jana Kramer and she is inviting me and Leslie to her house.
That's not fair.
Yes.
I have to be there. I have to go.
Jana, please.
So anyway, great experience. We're back there talking. And then I told you if I were really confident, I knew what picture I wanted to get.
Uh-huh.
Because I told you a week ago, it's social media fire. The best thing I could ever do if I could get this one picture.
You dreamed this into fruition is what you have done.
Yeah. And again, so we take the first picture. Actually, I think I'm going up there. I'm like, I have a couple of ideas.
You did.
And you know how I am. And anybody who's ever taken a picture, any guest we've ever had knows. Because it doesn't matter.
And I always have to tell them, hey, he takes a moment.
Right. But it doesn't matter who you are. If I'm posting it on my social media, it's going to be the way I want it.
Correct. My eyes could be closed, or Leslie's eyes could be closed,
oh, yeah,
but
exactly.
If it's good of Brandon, he's going to
post
1,000%.
100% doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have some ideas, blah, blah, blah. She's like, do you just want to get one of me and you first? I'm like, we'll get that in a second.
Telling her what to do.
Kelly, I never got the picture of just me and her. I so bad wanted the selfie of just me and her.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get it.
Wow.
But I did position, I'm like, okay, here's my thought. Is we all stand here, and Mike, you're over on this side looking at me like, why am I hugging your wife? Leslie, you're on this side looking at her like, why are you hugging my husband? And why is my husband so weird? And then so we're all standing there in the pose, and I said, hang on. And I pushed Jana forward a couple of steps, so we are not all in a line.
He did. He positioned them.
He pushed Jana
forward. Yeah. Hey, can you,
she's
can you
like,
step forward?
What is this guy doing?
I'm like, we just need 2 steps.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Her meet and greet.
Yep.
But it was awesome.
That is awesome.
Super awesome. She even said, and I don't know if she really meant it, but she's like, you guys, the next time you're here, you can come to the house. We're all going to hang out and blah, blah, blah.
She told me, like, I want to be your friend. Let's be friends forever. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Score.
Sign me up.
Yes.
So we have this great experience, pictures, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like on cloud 9. Again, I'm standing there with Jana Kramer, who I've talked about for all these different years. We go out there into the venue at City Winery. And there were multiple moments during the show where she said nice things about us from the stage in front of the whole crowd.
Aww.
Which was really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
The best part is actually the part that I don't have on video. She's doing the song Why You Wanna, and she gives me the point.
So why you wanna show up in a old t-shirt that I love? Why you gotta tell me
this is about me? I don't know if you know that.
Oh my God.
She told me that.
Did she?
Yes.
Basically.
Tell Kelly when I get the point, okay?
Why you gotta, why you wanna make me keep
right here.
She gives me the stage point.
Did you like give her like, yeah, yeah.
Kelly, I was so happy. So happy.
Oh my God.
He is lifting his finger right now.
Because I want you to know I was so happy. And so embarrassed.
What happened? What'd he do?
Oh, don't tell her what I did, because it's stupid. This is dumb. This is, if I could take anything back, this is what I want to take back.
So, Brandon's very reserved.
What?
In public. Like, at concerts or anything,
But it's funny, because on the show, I'm not.
Yeah, so.
It's a switch. We talked about.
Yeah, because we'll be at concerts with our husbands, and me and you are
and
like, our husband's
up.
Mad.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like standing up, and
I was standing up,
singing.
Too.
And I'll look over at him like, oh, I must have done something.
He's in a bad mood.
That's not the point. The point is.
What he did at that moment was.
I didn't know what to do. Imagine your celebrity crush on stage singing a song, I'm Still Wanting You, and you get the point. It was to me. There's 500 people there. It was to
me.
Let me
finish.
No.
No.
You're going to make me
Brandon,
sound stupid.
So turn off his mic.
He's sitting down. He raises up his little arm, waves.
like a 5-year-old? Like you just wave at her?
And then he looks at me and he says, I want to die.
I want to die.
I want to die.
I wonder if she saw the wave.
I don't know.
I hope not.
Kelly, I didn't even raise my elbow.
No,
it
was
attached to my
his
side.
Leg. Like, like his hand was coming out of his chest.
Oh my God.
I was so happy and so embarrassed. I'm
like
blushing
12.
Right now. Why am I blushing
too.
Right now?
That's funny. That's so you though.
Yeah, and I'm like, why can't I be cool? I want to be the Rock. I want to be the Rock.
It's not gonna happen, buddy.
Hey, here I am.
Stop.
And it was so embarrassing.
I just want to know if she saw.
I hope she didn't see that.
Oh, he waved.
Because I should have said, "I love you, Jana."
Right.
But instead,
speaking of, what was the first thing I said when she came out on that stage? I want to stand up and be like, "I love you, Jana."
Yeah, she didn't want to do that.
Brandon said, "Don't you dare."
Because they know us. We can't do
but
that.
But look at you. You're the one looking like a tool.
I look like
waving.
A tool. Right.
Yeah.
I'm
doing. Hey.
So then, at the end of the song, she stops and says, "Hey, I just want to give a shout out to my boy Brandon. He's been wanting to come here for 6 years and blah, blah, blah. I'm just excited to have you." She's doing the song "I Got the Boy," which we just played a few minutes ago.
I got the first kiss. She'll get the last.
Kelly, she talks about me during this song. I have video to prove it.
Before you left to go see her, you were telling me, Kelly, I'm going to get up on stage and I'm going to sing a duet with Jana.
Oh, speaking of.
Oh, what?
What?
They do like these little games with couples. I wanted to go up there. I was like,
she started
can I raise my hand?
Why would
I
you
want
not
to go up there?
Why?
Brandon said, don't you
don't
dare.
Don't you dare
don't
go
you
up there.
Don't you do it.
See, me and Joey
like,
should have gone and y'all would have been up there.
Because if she, I don't know. I was afraid. I was terrified she was going to look out and make us do it.
I would have screamed.
I wish she would have.
Me
That's,
too.
I wish she would have.
Because then everyone would see how smart Leslie is and how
Oh, and I'd be up there,
dirt.
Hey. How are you, buddy?
I'm going to wave.
All of a sudden, it's like I've never been in public.
Right.
I can host A-State football in front of 30,000 people, but I can't stand up at a Jana Kramer concert and
Correct.
Even say, "I love you, Jana." Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But I did.
Yeah, she did.
I was literally one of
I
like,
could
the
hear
only
you
ones
in some of the videos.
Yeah, standing up. And he's like, "Are you going to sit down?" I'm like, "No."
So now I've messed with her for 6 years. Legitimately, everybody who listens to this show has
Here's
heard it.
Here's the real MVP is over here to my left.
She's
that
awesome.
Has taken this for forever.
Thank but, you.
No, she has. And she's been a great sport about
yes,
it. And it's
she
been
has.
Fun. And anybody, you know, I mean, it's like, you get it. Like celebrity right. crushes are celebrity crushes, right?
Yeah.
She has a celebrity right. crush. A
Jana
couple
Kramer,
of them.
Jana Kramer now.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, every time we've called her, I'll play a Jana Kramer. And literally it's happened for forever.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh my God, I love her. I'm her biggest fan. She's my girl crush."
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the deal, we're saying goodbye to him, right? The show's over. I was feeling good at this point. I'm like, I'm pretty confident.
I
think she likes me. And I said something about, well, how did I say it? I said something like, "Just want to let you know."
But it never ends well when you say, just want to let you know.
I just want to let you know, for you being my celebrity crush, you just gave us the greatest experience, or something like that. And she's sitting right next to her husband. And I'm like, what am I talking about? So then I had to save it.
Did you have some false confidence?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Then I said to Mike, I'm like, "And dude, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but I kind of have a man crush on you."
He totally did.
See y'all next time.
Awkward.
Bye.
Out the door.
Wow.
Blocked.
Glad that's over.
The picture's up on my social media, Brandon on KFIN, if you want to see it. I'll have some videos. We even have some audio. Should we play the audio?
Yeah, of course.
We'll get that.
Should I also let people know that Jana Kramer follows your wife?
And can we also let everyone know that
I don't
it
want to
only
about.
Took her like 20 minutes after her show
and
was
Jana,
over?
I'm Kelly on KFIN, if you want to make Brandon more mad.
She messaged me, first sentence, "I am obsessed with you."
Aww.
She sent me the same thing.
No, she did not.
That's a lie.
That is a
Straight
lie.
From the pits.
That is a lie.
So,
she does not even follow you.
Mm-hmm. I know it. So I'll tell you the truth, because I wasn't going to bring this up, but she is so happy about this. Jana follows me on Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she sees my stuff through different stuff when we tag her and stuff like that. I have a little bit of a complex.
Brandon with a complex?
No,
because,
wait.
Because now I'm like, wait a minute. She's my celebrity crush. But maybe because she is, she feels like she can't follow me. I don't know what it is. Maybe she doesn't like me that much.
Maybe she thinks she does follow you because you're constantly blowing up her feed.
Oh, that's the point. Yeah, I get it.
Maybe it's that. That's got to be what it is.
That's it,
she
I'm thinks sure.
She intended to follow me already.
Yeah.
That's what it has to be.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Anyway, she's amazing. Legitimately, I told her at the end of the show, I told her and Mike both, I want to do the Wind Down Show because they have a Wind Down podcast, but this is the Wind Down Show. I want to do the show here.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
The show was so much fun.
It's funny. It gets you in like this emotional, romantic, because they've had some issues that have been pretty public. Mm-hmm. They go through that. They make you laugh. They play games. She sings at the end. It's a tremendous show. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Legitimately.
Let's get them here. Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who, you know, we've seen on TV, we've seen on social media, and you're like, okay, she's really pretty. I promise she's even prettier in person. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yes. She is flawless. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so beautiful.
Really. And I believe, legitimately, because you know my wife. You know her pretty well. Mm-hmm. I believe that Jana Kramer is the only human on earth I can say is beautiful and is my celebrity crush about.
Well, it was Carrie too, but Jana for sure. For sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. We'll bust out the audio of me being embarrassed here in just a few minutes. But again, all over my social media, Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's like me with Jana Kramer. I end up as cool as I try to feel like I am, and for those of you who have already responded, I got to go back and get back with people who are blasting me on social media because everybody loves the fact that I can embarrass myself.
It's so much fun.
Even in front of Jana Kramer.
It is.
I have audio, though. We have proof. Now, again, she did write one song about me, and I know she'll... I told her to deny this publicly.
Of course.
Because I don't want people to know, except for those of you who are listening right now.
Of course.
I did tell her that. So, why you wanna show up? This is a song, if you missed it a second ago, where she's on stage, she looks out at me.
And gives you the point.
You know what? I can't make it.
A long point.
Yep. Hang on. This is a line. Why you gotta, why
you wanna make me right here.
So she, when it says keep wanting you, your crush points to you.
I'm the you.
And oh my waves. Gosh.
Okay, forget the wave
Somebody
part.
Give me a drink of water.
So I'm dying.
Man.
Let's see. What else do we have? Okay, you want to play some audio? So this is her. And again, she's already embarrassed me. I don't think she did it intentionally, but I do think I'm a tool. And that was my tool moment where I waved at her, did not scream at her, did not yell, I love you. I just waved, but I had my elbow still to my side. So my hand was barely over my shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
So she totally did not see that wave.
And then I'm like,
good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like
she might have laughed it as she's singing. She probably couldn't have even held that note anymore. She would probably just start laughing if she would have seen you.
Hey, loser. Loser in the back. Here's another thing that she did.
I have to give a shout out to my boy Brandon. It's been 6 years. He's been trying to come to a show, so I'm glad that you're finally here.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
That was Brandon.
I know.
Okay. I hate both of you. Why?
Do you not sound anything like you normally do?
He didn't even stand up. He just stayed seated.
Thank you.
What was that?
I don't know.
It was very monotone, like you had to force it out.
I'm still blushing. I'm nervous.
You're blushing right now.
I know, because
you're red right now.
Oh my gosh, if she hears that.
Thank you,
Gemma.
I can't breathe.
She's not going to want to be my friend after all of this.
But she's mine, so it's okay.
Okay, so here we go. I got the boy.
Chill bumps because, like I said earlier, I feel like you dreamed this into fruition. You talked about this. That's your favorite song of all time. You play it every 5 seconds. And she said your name and your wife's name in the song and pointed at you.
Like, legitimately, it's my favorite woman in the world.
Wow.
beautiful eyes. I'm making this up, that this ain't so we watched all the videos last night. A great song. I could feel like I was enough when love was just blind. So Kai sees the picture. Of course, Leslie sends him the picture. And his response is, man, she's hot. He's 10.
Just like his dad.
But so forever, he's always tried to downplay it because he thinks if he says she's hot, that Leslie will get mad. So we're eating last night. We're eating Popeye's chicken sandwiches at the table. It's just he and I. He's like, Dad, she's been hot the whole time. And again, prettier in person, just even better than you could possibly imagine. This is her latest song. It's called Good Enough. This is a really good one, too. Take a listen to this one.
I wonder if I'll ever be the one that you fight for, the one that you die for. I wanna be the one that you stay for.
Anyway, on a personal note, in all seriousness, we can't thank Jana Kramer and Mike Cawson and their entire crew enough for being just so gracious to us. And they don't have to do that. Artists don't have to give you their time. Because legit, we've been there at meet and greets before. Uh-huh. We've met really famous people. And a lot of them. We've met presidents. Mm-hmm. We've met rock stars, country stars. Some experiences are good, you know? Mm-hmm. Some aren't that great. We've met people that we really wanted to meet who either weren't that friendly, weren't that outgoing, seemed disengaged.
Didn't make eye contact.
We're just going through them. And, you know, you kind of leave there. You're like, okay, that affects the way I look at you from here on out. Yeah. Now, there's not that many of those. I'll tell you the truth. There's not that many. But there are artists that we like better, like Dierks Bentley. Mm-hmm. We love Dierks Bentley because he was so good to us. But I don't think we'll ever top that. And Garth Brooks, literally, like I would have told you my whole life, Garth Brooks would be my greatest meet and greet of all time. We had him on the show. We got to go back and have a real personal thing with him, which was really sweet. Mm-hmm. But this wins.
It totally does.
It's awesome.
And she agrees.
I do agree. This
and when your wife
100%
agrees,
100% the truth for
everyone's happy.
Yes.
Yeah. And if she agrees on anything I say about Jana Kramer,
that's
you know it's
something.
True. Hey, and also, she knew about the wrestling stuff. Because she had seen social media.
Yeah.
She commented on Kai and how handsome he is.
He did, yeah. Aww.
And she even knew when it was time for the picture, she knew what she was about to get.
The point.
Well.
Anyway, all that stuff, the pictures and stuff, are up on Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. On Facebook, it's Brandon Baxter on the radio. And I do have the videos of me getting the shout-outs. Not the one of me getting the
wave.
Point. But I do have the other ones that I'll share on my social story here today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.